Thank you for joining us. I'm Kayla Dixon, Business Director and Social Media Coordinator for the Forum.
And I'm Maddie Goddard, the Video and Podcast Director. Today we're introducing a podcast by Forum reporter Cole Cataguchi.
Cole spoke to Westminster Senior Arts and Administration major and theater minor, Amelia Stensrud. And with that, let's get into it.
Today we have a special guest, Amelia Stensrud, part of the Westminster Theater Group. Go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit.
Hi, I'm Amelia. Like Cole said, I'm part of the Westminster Theater Group. I'm a fourth year here at Westminster, and I'm an arts administration major with a theater minor.
Nice. So kind of just tell us how you got started into theater or acting.
Yeah, so I've been acting my whole life. I started theater when I was about 4 years old with a theater group back in Minnesota, where I'm from. And I did that till I was 16, I believe. And then after that, I was just in community shows and then stuff through school, my high school. And then I came to college. Didn't initially want to be in theater when I came here, but the theater department drew me to Westminster. But I came in as an education major originally. And then I started feeling out the theater group, and I was like, I kind of like it here. So I figured that's how I'd get into it.
Did your parents ever push you into starting theater, or was it kind of just like a...
Not really. My parents are not theater people at all. They, like, support me and everything, but my grandparents were theater majors, and then my sister is also a theater gal, so that's how I kind of got into it.
Who kind of got you first started with Westminster Theater?
I didn't know where I really wanted to go for college, but I talked to my advisor in high school, and he was like, this might be a good fit for you. And I was like, I don't know if I want to go to Utah, but, you know, I'll check it out. So I came here and I took a tour, and there was I can't remember the guy's name, but in the admissions office, he was like, well, you're interested in theater. Let me give you a tour of our theater department, because it's really awesome. And that's where I met Spencer Brown, who's our technical director. And he kind of showed me what's going on in the theater world here. And that's where I kind of fell in love with it.
That's nice. Yeah. Kind of just tell us about the past 4 years at Westminster, like the ups and the downs, you know?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I wasn't originally a part of the acting side of theater, actually. I came into and was introduced to the theater department through my job as the marketing assistant in the performing arts department. So that's how I kind of got into theater and getting to know people there, kind of working behind the scenes with marketing stuff, working on their social media and everything. And then last year was my first year actually auditioning for the shows, and that's when I did Frankenstein in the fall. And that's where I fell in love with it. I met so many great people. A lot of my best friends are in theater now, so that's where I wanted to continue acting this year as well.
Yeah, good for you. School can be difficult. Classes and playing back-to-back nights. Yeah. I know you told me you had, like, three shows in a row, and I just figured that can be very difficult to juggle school and rehearsal and play, so just kind of how do you do that?
It's a lot, so our rehearsals, when we're in an active show, we rehearse 6 to 10 every night, so that can be a lot, juggling homework and school and all that stuff, but, you know, I make it work, but I actually, this semester was difficult because I had a class that I signed up for that went from 6 to 9:40. So I had to tell the professor, I was like, yo, I'm going to be in this show. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be in class. So that was kind of a struggle. So I just kind of had to work.
Yeah, were they easy going about it?
He was pretty chill about it. Yeah, I was like, because he had a background in theater as well. Oh, okay. So I was like, I'm going to be doing this. Is there any way we can work out like an independent study thing? Which luckily that worked out. So I was really thankful for that. But yeah, you know, I just have to, for the most part during the day, I don't have too many classes. So I have a big chunk of time where I can get my homework done before rehearsals and everything. So
it's solid. I mean, you've been in theater for years already, basically your whole life.
Yeah.
And I know being on stage can... People say I feel like it would get easier standing in front of all those people, but I mean, you give me your experience. Like, does it get easier, or is it the same nerve-wracking energy every single time?
It's definitely, it's hard still, like, as I've gotten older. When I was little, I was super shy, so, like, being on stage was really hard. But, yeah, as I've gotten older, it's definitely gotten easier. I just pretend like I can't see anybody out there, and with the lights down in the house and everything, I just don't look out there and pretend no one's watching.
Do you have to channel, like, an inner, like, focus, because me and Drake came down and we were like, do we sit in the front of the show? Because I don't know, we don't want to like make her feel nervous.
Yeah, not many people sit in the front row. If they do, we're like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah.
You also can't really see very well from the front row. But yeah, usually beforehand, the actors have a ritual we go through and we get in our mindset, get into our character and everything. So yeah, for the most part, it's not too hard to keep that focus, but
So do you plan on doing theater after you graduate? Like, what's your...
I'm hoping to. I don't know if I'll be on the acting side of stuff. I'm leaning more towards business and marketing for the performing arts, but I still love acting, so if an opportunity presents itself where I can audition for stuff... Auditioning kind of sucks. I hate auditioning. That's, like, my least favorite part. It's so nerve-wracking, like, being in front of people like that. And, like,
I feel like the build-up would be really, really intense.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's scary. And especially here, like, the audition room is full of people that you know, which is even worse, because, like, you know them, they know you, like, which it seems like it would be a lot easier to do it in front of people that you know, but it's worse because you're like, I know you're judging me.
Yeah. It's like giving a presentation in front of your friends.
Exactly.
You're about to laugh.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, going to your show... And we just noticed that, our opinion was like there should be way more student body. But I just want to get your perspective from it. Do you feel that there's a decent amount of student body that shows up?
I think so. I mean, most of the students that come are in the performing arts department. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I wish we could get more people like the basketball team to come see our shows. That just all has to do with our advertising as well. So, I mean, Christy was great in our class, always hyping us up and making people want to come. But, I mean, we just need to get it out there more because it's fun. Like, the stuff that
it
we
is
do is
fun.
Cool.
I mean, I had a great time.
Yeah.
Lastly, what do you want the Westminster community to know about the theater group?
Just come see our shows, support us. Like, it's pretty cool what we do. And, like, most people think, like, theater, oh, it's, like, easy shit. But, like, it's really not. Like, it's tough and, like, very emotionally draining. And just like any sport, it's a lot to do. And, you know, it's good to support your peers and your classmates and everything. So come see our performances.
All right. Thank you so much, Amelia.
Of course.
It's really great to hear from Amelia and Cole. That wraps up this podcast for the Forum.
Thanks for joining.